Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this episode, we're going to take a look at how to invest in a cooling property market. Because unless you've been living under a rock, we all know that rates are going up and they've still got a fair way to climb. We know inflation has a lot further to go. In the States, it's already well over 8.5%, and our own Reserve Bank governor expects it to reach over 7% in Australia. So that means we get less bang for our buck, our dollar doesn't go as far or buy as much. And the other thing that's happening is that wages aren't growing or keeping pace with inflation and the cost of living. At the same time, the knock-on effect of all of this is really low consumer sentiment. So we haven't had it this bad since we were in the eye of the storm of the pandemic in 2020. August 2020 was the lowest consumer sentiment since like World War II. So we're back down near those levels again. People are very afraid because it seems there's a lot of uncertainty and it's coming at us globally from all angles. And the property market is not immune. In fact, all markets respond to people's greed and fear. So when people are afraid, they run for the hills, they do nothing, they go into overwhelm, which is fight, flight, or freeze. That's our emergency cortisol adrenaline response when we feel uncertain or under threat. So a lot of people are fighting at the moment, that is defending the status quo. In other words, what we've always done and what we've done for the last 30 years since we had a recession has worked. So they project the past into the future, and that is going to see them lose a lot of money, because what has worked in property up until now, and remember, we haven't had a down market or a recession since the early 1990s. So we're talking 30 years that is a blueprint that's programmed into people. So a lot of people don't want to break that. They just say, I'll just keep on going and I'll ignore the reality and the brutal facts. The next thing is, so that's fight. Flight is people selling, people saying you've got to get out of the market. Happens more easily with liquid assets like shares and cash, and people go into gold, but it also happens with property as well. People who have been speculating would prefer to take a loss because they're not getting yield. In a down market, money looks for yield. So if I've got a rental property and the levies are going up and my tenant is whinging or they're behind on their rent, it becomes a headache. And that money, my equity in that property, I could be putting somewhere else for better returns. Why would I take a 3 or 4% return when I can get something safer with a higher return? With rising rates, something like a term deposit may even pay more than a property. And when we don't see capital growth, people get despondent. So there will be fight, flight, and then there will be freeze. A lot of people say, well, when in doubt, do nothing. So there is no doubt about it. Let's look at the cold hard facts. The property market is cooling, and the numbers are showing that. All of the metrics across the board are showing we have a cooling market. It started in Sydney and Melbourne markets, but now it's that malaise has moved to the whole of Australia. So no longer is it a seller's market. It's now a buyer's market, but the buyers aren't really doing much. Now, there will be people who will just ride it out as sellers, but there will always be motivated sellers who have to sell in this market. Either they want to or they need to, because there's an opportunity cost. Cash is king in a recession and a lot of people will want to cash out. So what that means is in a cooling market, there's more opportunity than ever, but you need to adjust your strategies. And that's good news because what it means is that deals and property markets that you've been shut out of because of affordability and too much competition are now available to you. So we've got to adjust our paradigm. Instead of fear of missing out and talk of affordability and how it's so hard to get into the market, we've got to now have an abundance mentality. Of course we can get in. And secondly, we've got to aim high. We've got to punch above our weight. In a market like this, you should buy the best and probably even better than you could ever have afforded before. And there will be bargains there. So think about the US, the US subprime crisis, what they call the Great Recession in 2008, caused their property market to fall 27%. What they're saying here, some economists are predicting our market to go down more than that, our property market to cool by up to 30%. Some even say more. Whether or not that happens doesn't matter. So block out that noise. Just look for value. So if I could have gone back to the US and rewind time, had a time machine, and I could have bought whatever I wanted when prices fell 27%, I would have probably bought in San Francisco or New York or LA, like some blue ribbon area that will always hold its value. Yeah, it might tip a bit in down times, but it's always going to be limited supply and it's always going to be a go-to market. The markets that you may want to avoid that you are talking yourself into, for example, well, you know, it's only a 1.5 hour commute from the capital city and I can get bigger bang for my buck. I can get a bigger block and I can do more out here and don't have to go to work every day after the pandemic. So buying regional areas, you may want to reconsider that. If that is your strategy, fine, just hold out, look hard for the best bargain you can get because you can afford to be really cheeky now and make lowball offers and make lots of them. There's a lot of low-hanging fruit and you'll be spoiled for choice. But if your strategy was, well, look, I have to buy regional and I have to have a commute and it's a second-rate market, I know that, but that's all I can afford, then think again because now is an opportunity. Go beyond what you thought you could afford. Revisit it because there will be buying opportunities everywhere. And if you don't believe that, just have a bit of a paradigm shift and think, who would want or need to sell their property now? And I say that from a personal place because in the last down market in 2008, I had awesome properties. I mean, blue ribbon properties. It brings tears to my eyes to even think about what we sold after 2008. That would have been, look, let's just say I would have had millions more in the bank had I not had to sell then. And it killed me, but we had to sell for massive losses. And it was jewel in the crown property with point blank views, some of them go-to places, cool apartments in inner city Sydney. We just liquidated it all. And we knew we were copping a beating. We were selling so low, it made me furious. I didn't have a choice. And I was begging people to take them off my hand. I was bidding against myself. So I would have been so grateful for someone who was more opportunistic to come to me and say, what can we do? And I'd love to take this property off your hands. So don't feel like you're taking advantage of people. You didn't cause a recession. You didn't cause this market. But what you can do, as Baron von Rothschild once famously said, the time to buy is when there's blood in the streets. It's counterintuitive. You feel like you're taking a risk, but real estate is a safe hedge. Blue ribbon real estate, or value buying as Warren Buffett calls it, is somewhere where you have very little risk. You can't really go wrong. And now is the time to double down and buy up big on bricks and mortar. If you're afraid of a cooling market, reverse it. This is the market you've been waiting for as a property lover. If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia, and just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.